Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance,
and misadventures.
But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Showering with you since I don't know when.
It's totally natural. It's a mother's love.
I tell you all the time, you're my only friend.
And I really love your lasagna.
Look at me now. Will I ever learn? I don't know how. But when you suddenly lick my face,
you run away and I start to chase.
Yes, it's strange. I want to sit in your bath.
Yes, it's strange that you're a sociopath.
Whoa, whoa, Mamma Mia, here we go again. Date night for three, no it doesn't suck. Mamma Mia, I was low again. Thank you for paying for my tummy tuck. Yes, from that gross colonic.
And that commercial for a Sonic.
Mom, 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 I'll never let you go. Mamma Mia, here we go again. Date night for three, you know it doesn't suck.
You know what I call him? I call him the motherfucker.
I was going to ask
you. I spit out my coffee.
I was like, what did she call him? I couldn't.
She's like, you know what I call him? I call him the motherfucker. I had to spit out my, I'm still laughing about it. Like, it's like a name that she completely came up with. I call him asshole, motherfucker.
Oh, wow. That's a new one, Sunhee. That's a new one.
It's just...
Wow, mom. Way came, to come up with that
and
word.
And it came... She's like, I call him motherfucker. And Jason's right there.
The vitriol she has for this man, and it'd probably be horrible to live in, and it's beautiful to watch.
Don't get me wrong. He's a complete loser.
Completely. Y'all, now, if you're new to Smothered... y'all, this is Smothered.
This is Smothered
this
and Covered.
Is
Season four, I just need to say, though,
ooh.
I don't know what Jason did in a former lifetime.
Oh,
to have
bad.
Soon-hee in his life. Like,
he was Genghis Khan.
He was responsible for genocide
something,
or something.
Like,
no, he was worse than Genghis Khan.
Oh,
Genghis Khan was a powder puff.
He had to be worse to get this life.
I know. He had to have done, or someone cursed a relative a couple generations back.
I mean, y'all, if you're new to Smothered and you think that Jason doesn't deserve this, just wait.
Wait, no, or watch season two and season three.
Yeah. Y'all, you know.
He's a loser.
Somewhere in Los Angeles, I'm not just walking, I'm skipping down streets now, I'm singing with the birds, I'm always humming in my head because
the cringe
my favorite cringe tear show is back.
Is this Ooh. Your favorite?
Well, Smothered is my favorite in that overall, usually it's a better show with better storytelling for each different cast member.
Except last season.
But Extreme Sisters is really... Extreme Sisters almost is my favorite cringe because it does have moments where I go, I'm actually forcing people to watch this because they want to listen to us, and a part of me feels terrible and good about it.
No, I have to take Pepto with Extreme Sisters. This is close. This is y'all, welcome. This is our first cringe tier show to return.
Of 2022.
I think this is like the first in definitely,
they got fucked since
2022, as
Ms.
you Kova. Said.
I delayed some plans.
Hey, I'm going to do what I want, boy.
Mr. Bat, you would have bought some mothers? And just,
ooh, let's go buy them.
Ain't nobody going to make a deal out here.
I'm going to fuck up all your production.
And then have you been our friend Mr. Monkey? Oh, he's so good for them. I know you can.
I'm Mr. Monkey Box.
Oh, there you go again.
I don't like that voice. That sounds too nice. I'd like to talk about Monkey Box in a way that, but some they say it's so painful. I don't know if
it's
I want
to. It's still too real.
Yeah.
It's not a gay disease, y'all. So I know I said the gays, but everyone can get it. It's just pretty much, I just heard.
Gays are just slutty enough to get
well, again, from right my now. Friend, Ask the NP on the social media, y'all. Go to Ask the NP, nurse practitioner. That's what he is. But he said that they're tracing now that monkeypox began, of course, at a huge gay rave,
of course.
In Belgium or Amsterdam.
Yeah.
That, and then another huge event in the U.S.,
So it did begin here.
That's why it has targeted so. And y'all don't know this. Poodle Night, will you turn on Timmy?
Yes.
I just self-edited myself.
Thank you.
But you don't, Jake and I are not these type of gays, but gay men travel to sex parties all over the world.
It is true.
It's true.
They are super spreaders.
How many friends? You know that summer is coming when your friend says, headed off to Amsterdam for
Pride,
a white party. And you're like, there is
a certain set of guys. No judgment about this.
Not at all.
I only judge them because it's kind of drug fueled and they're not really responsible. But
yeah, maybe if I had abs and an ass that don't quit,
there are certain gays who do go from either Pride or white party or circuit party to circuit party. That's what they do in the summer.
We didn't get to have fun in our high school years fucking around because we were trying to, live our lives,
I'm all for it. Unfortunately, with that culture is a little bit of pick me culture. A little bit is I won't talk to you if you don't look like me.
Yeah.
So that does go hand in hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of people that do it.
Because we like potatoes.
A lot of people that do it are pretty insufferable. I'm not going to lie.
They are.
But not everyone. But not everyone. So anyway, now if you want to go to Bear Week, that's a different story. We'd probably fit in there.
We'll do a comedy show for you there.
That would be fun. I would go to Bear Week. You would get passed around like a potato chip. Just fighting for some French onion
dip. They just take me and dip me.
Yes, they would. You would do well. You should go to Bear Week.
I think there after a while, I would probably get abrasions all over my body from the chest hair.
Maybe you'd like it because you kind of like pain.
But a little
bit
of pain.
Some guy be fucking you and holding and like grabbing you up, and you go, "Oh, you feel like a real pad."
More. Keep going.
Anyway, y'all,
where were we? Tuned?
Welcome to Smothered. This is season 4, episode 1. We are one.
I can't believe it's been 4 seasons of this show.
We never watched season 1.
No,
which I've heard is good, but.
It's okay. The only one couple that from season 1 who never reappeared was the one who and her daughter.
Went out together and
But the three who were in season 1 are still around, and that
is only four
Dawn
couples.
And Cher. Dawn and Cher
didn't see him this episode.
Christina and Kathy and who am I forgetting?
Soon-hee and Angelica. Yeah.
They're OGs. Those three are OGs.
It's interesting. Soon-hee and Angelica originally were the cringe couple of season 1.
Yeah.
And now they're kind of like the more normal one compared with some of these other ones.
Yeah, the tickle monsters are bothering me a little bit. I have a feeling we're going to dig into some pain with those two.
It did give me, come here.
Give me kisses.
Give kisses vibe. I do, y'all.
Driving down the highway.
Yes, I do love this thing. That's where Driving Down the Highway comes from, y'all. Season 2 of Smothered.
Yes,
and Elena. I have to say, probably one of my favorite theme songs you've ever written is this Smothered theme
song. The ABBA-inspired one.
Yes. So we...
That means when we go on the road, we'll be able to do Smothered,
we'll be
the
able
Smothered
to
themes.
Smother and be able to talk about it. Real quick and...
Yes, from that first colonic.
Now I want Sonic.
And that commercial force. I swear to God, that Sonic product placement is
when
still
Kathy
one of my...
When Kathy did that, oh.
It's still one of my favorite things I've ever seen on television.
So I've become social media friends because we... The producer... Y'all, I've mentioned this before. I know one of the producers of this show well, actually. And so...
Name dropping.
But from him, I've met the casting director.
Mm-hmm.
This guy named Paul. And I messaged him and I was like, oh, this first episode was good. And he said, it made me laugh because he responded, he said, you know, it really is a blessing and a curse. And I was like, that's how we all feel about this show.
It is.
So real quick.
That's what I feel about reality television in general.
Same, yes. This is our blessing and a curse. Before we get jumped in, I want to remind everyone that next week on Monday for our 90 Day Fiancé show, we're going to be announcing all of our cities for our next tour.
Tour dates for the tour, for the Double It Tour.
For the Double It Tour. That's going to be coming. We're very excited about that. We've already mentioned that New York and Chicago, your shows got shat on last time because of a polar bomb. So we are coming back to New York, to the Gramercy, actually.
To the Gramercy.
And Chicago. I don't know where we're going,
the
Chicago.
The same venue. If you
Lincoln Hall?
Yes. I was going to say, if you hadn't asked me, I could have told you.
Okay. So we're going to Lincoln Hall and Chicago, and we are going to Tampa for two nights. That's all we're telling
venues
you.
Venues will be released.
The venues
soon.
Will be, because they're also still being finalized. Those will be released next week. Pre-sale will go on sale at 5 on Wednesday. Even that's for anyone on the Patreon or Supercast tier. Even if you're at the $5 tier.
You get a chance.
Some VIPs could sell out. I just want to say that. If you want a VIP and you're waiting for general admission, might not happen.
Yeah.
If you wait until Friday.
I want to say this now. Now, we have had problems with... ticket websites in the past, and I'm sure we will again. But we did have some people saying last time when there were no ticket website problems, oh God, I miss VIP, blah, blah, blah. I didn't hear about it. We're now, this is the third time we're doing it now, guys. You know how it works. Like, now we're not going to say, oh, we'll let you pay at the door. Because sometimes we could not do that at certain
places. To be honest, we thought we could. We kind of got in trouble from that.
We did.
From venues. So, if you miss the VIP, I'm sorry.
Right.
You're just going to have to wait till next year. Think about this. I know we're not the same, but say, hey, Sheila, would you send Beyonce a message and say, Beyonce, I didn't get my VIP. Could you upgrade me? So... We're not that talented, but think of us like Beyonce.
Maybe Solange.
That's probably better. But still, she wouldn't be able to upgrade you either.
No, no, no.
Let's be honest, y'all.
No.
Not even any of those Destiny Child people you would email. Not even the fourth member that was kicked out 20 years ago. You wouldn't message her.
Kelly would ask you who you are.
Go say, who this? God, I love Kelly Rowland's voice.
I love Kelly Rowland.
So anyway, y'all. That's the deal with that. We're very
terrible
excited.
Terrible solo album.
Also next week on the 18th, Poodle will be visiting his mother, and I will be doing Sean Pulaski's show from Sean Pulaski and Vicky Barber. Like, I'll be doing that social media meltdown show at the Hollywood Improv. I'm going to be checking our Linktree link. I'm going to put a link up to that. Tickets are $15. So you can come. Hey, you can talk to me after the show.
I still think you need to find out if there's a 2-drink minimum or not.
They can look on the website. It'll be on the website.
Okay. I just want to make sure people are...
It's not my responsibility to take care of everyone's needs when they can Google.
Sorry, I have a problem with, especially comedy clubs, just not telling you anything.
I don't, so... And I'm doing it, so it's fine.
Anyway.
I think that's it. Any other announcements?
Patreon presale on the 17th. General on sale on the 19th. Yes.
We will also, this is on the free feed. Smothered is normally on the $8 tier. So you're going to get this show, this episode for free. If you're like, oh my God, something's wrong with me. I'm like Maddie, and I love this shit. I need to see more cringe. You're going to have to subscribe at the $8 tier, either on Patreon or Supercast, to get that. And the links are in the show notes.
I will say, not to toot our own horns, but some of the best reality gaze theaters have been either Smothered Theater or Extreme Sisters Theater.
And actually, a lot of callbacks and things we talk about are from this these shows.
That's Mama's Tune.
Mama's Tune. Cringe Tier. God, I miss them.
I know.
Hopefully they'll be back.
I hope so.
That's Extreme Sisters, though.
Oh. So anyway, that's exciting.
Hey, it's me!
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready. What should we just launch into the first new mother-daughter couple pair?
A Californian's out in Pasadena. Sweet little lady from Pasadena.
God, I love Pasadena.
I do too.
It's hot, unfortunately, but
it's very hot and
it's beautiful.
Very expensive.
It's extremely expensive. Really good schools.
I would love.
I love it that people are listening. They're like, "Why is this bitch telling us about schools?"
I would love for you. I still don't know why you haven't found a husband with a Craftsman in Pasadena.
Oh, I aspire to that level of hoedom.
We could be doing this podcast in the guest house of his. Of you kicked him out and made it above his garage by ourselves.
I've dated a few in that area
with your own wet bar in there.
It never. Oh God, a wet bar.
I know that's how I had to get in. You could just have a wet bar.
It never really pans out because. They're a little too secure. But they lock their money down too soon.
That's true.
Yeah, need to find some who are a little less aware.
Yeah. Okay. I get that.
They're not old enough either.
You really need to find a dumb gay who's just a trust fund kid. His parents left the money. He doesn't know what to do.
From
with
your
it.
Lips to God's ears, with health problems.
That's with a heart murmur.
Yeah, I don't. It's too much work to live with them, and then to murder a healthy person takes a lot of thought.
It's much easier just
to push them over the line. Mm-hmm. A little thallium or a little arsenic will do in someone with some health problems.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Be proactive.
But that's where they live, y'all. This is Paula
and Francia.
Francia. Paula is the daughter. She's 27. Francia is 46. She's the mother.
They're originally from Colombia.
Yes. I will say, Francia, I kept thinking was the daughter.
She looks good for 46,
though. Doesn't age. Not that Paula looks older, but I mean, whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in your genes, but it's not in mine.
They look good.
I literally watched this and I emailed my doctor and said, can I be fit in for a Botox appointment?
Now, their thing is, swallow before I say this, they love to be naked all the time with one another, in bed naked, mm-hmm. cycling naked,
just parcheesy naked.
All day long. What you do with your mom?
This is what, I guess because her mom looks so good, and it's probably great.
Are you going to say there's nothing wrong with it?
No, I mean, in a way... maybe there isn't. Like, there's, I guess, good to see it. But I go, this is so, don't come at me, y'all, but just from my experience, you know, I have this last like over a year before, I saw my dad naked all the time,
right?
Because I was his caretaker.
So maybe that boundary for you doesn't exist anymore.
But what I, with seeing my father naked, it was what the thing that was like the horrible for a lot of reasons, all this kind of stuff. And you get past it. But one thing that I never got over is looking at his body and going, that's what my body's going to do when I get older. So I think that there's probably a good way, like, how do we normalize knowing that seeing that when you're 60, your butt's going to look saggy? Like, that's, we never see that. It made me think, like, we should really watch more old people porn. Like, you should get...
Sure, you do that.
But you should get... This would horrify you, but you should get... Not because it's old people, because you don't want to think about, like... But you need to know, Poodle, that eventually your chest muscles are going to sag.
Not familiar.
Okay.
Nope, I'm going to get my robot body.
Or you're going to point, and your arm is going to shake for a minute after you're done pointing.
Nope.
It's just going to happen.
They're going to put my head in a bucket and put it on top of a robot.
I'm just saying... We could normalize this.
Nope, not going to do it.
So maybe it's
you can watch your old people porn if you want. I'm going to watch 24-year-old hung muscle dudes fucking each other. Because, and guess what? That's what old people do too.
Well, I'm just
fuck you and your old porn. I'll show you.
I just thought it could be healthy.
I know I'm going to get old. I don't need to be reminded about it on a daily. What's not healthy is we party together, go to the same clubs together, blah, blah, blah. What's not healthy here is the big issue, which I think is going to be the issue of their season. Francia's daughter, or Francia's sister, passed last year, and she is adopting her 9-year-old daughter, and Alejandra.
So this was a twist, because normally on Smothered, we've seen two seasons now.
They're adult daughters.
Normally on Smothered, there's a thing, usually a plot point is their mom is too involved. Either the mom is keeping the daughter from dating, or the daughter is keeping the mother from dating. That's a big plot point.
That was, what's her name, with Karina and what's her name last season?
Yes, and that was, we're going to see them later. They now are having a baby. But the New Orleans one with the lesbian couple that we love, Laura Lee.
I always forget the
I want to say Mo, but that's
her
name.
It's L. No, Laura Lee is the...
Laura Lee and Lauren?
You're right.
Yeah. So...
I was going to say it's similar.
Similar.
And the mother talks like this.
I know, we need to talk to them. You know what also, too? Because they reach out to us. We should contact, because Don and Cher do a podcast. I would do a collab with them, a Smother collab.
We've actively talked so much shit about them.
We haven't, because they're kind of like
they're
Kathy.
A joke couple. It's fun.
Because you also, I'm going to give a breakdown. You just hit something. So there's those couples. Then we have like the fun couples.
Yeah, the fun,
like
Kathy and Christina.
Don and Cher. But I was going to say, though.
unhealthy couples.
I thought this was going to be, that's their plot point, is a mom's going to try to be dating.
Right.
This was not expected.
No, yeah. I think this is going to be, this has potential to be the messiest of the season.
Because you see.
That and the trans man or trans woman.
I feel like that's actually, I'm excited for the season of Smother, because I think we're going to get different stories than we've seen before.
I agree. And I think mom is going to have more problems than her trans daughter.
Probably. We'll see. I'm excited. So, but
she definitely has more makeup and styling problems.
Oh, boy.
Which we're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about that. But so with Paula and her mom, Francia. Wait, isn't that the name of boxed wine?
Franzia.
Oh, it's with a Z.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Trust me.
No, I will never argue with you on alcohol. Never.
Like, now we're talking about something I know something about.
But so, yeah. So, because the whole beginning part is, y'all, they have this connection. We get to see how they do everything together.
Follow up and talk about the daughter.
But so we kind of think it's going to go in this. But now the daughter, there's not a lot to talk about them, but they're adopting this niece because her sister passed away. And we have this moment, kind of the end of their segment, that reminded me of, I don't remember if it was Growing Pains. I don't remember, or maybe
I have no idea where you're going with this. But
or
keep
maybe
going.
It was Brady Bunch. I don't remember what sitcom I saw where some new person was coming in the house, and the kid that was there already felt like mom and dad wasn't going to love me the same anymore.
That's
and I was going to get replaced.
Them. That's all of them when a new younger
maybe
child
just
comes in.
It's all going through my head.
All of them.
Because I went, did they do this on Growing Pains when Leonardo DiCaprio showed up?
They did. This is, or when a new baby comes. This is all
of
them.
Yes, it's a new baby thing. Yeah. Yes.
I'm so glad I made you realize
something. I think they did this on Growing Pains when they had Chrissy. Because Ben felt like he was going to be shut out. And he didn't realize his mom was still going to love him, but his older brother would eventually hate him because he was a sinner.
Y'all, if you guys could see the disinterest on my face right now.
Anyway.
I'm glad you've had a realization of something.
So what happened to Ben from Growing Pains? He was kind of cute.
He's got some eyebrows on him. Now
I wonder what it looks like now. Maybe I'd do it.
He was in that movie a little bit, like a reunion movie. He looked decent.
So anyway, I love the mom from that. What was her name?
Joanna Kearns.
God, I love Joanna Kearns.
This is the issue.
But wasn't this conversation like a fucking sitcom of her sitting her daughter down? That was my whole point in it.
It was. And I had to remember the daughter is 27 years old.
Doesn't act like it.
And she doesn't act like it.
Doesn't act like it.
And I think for a lot of these mother-daughter pairs, one is the problem, usually. And the other kind of is reactive. The other has to react to it.
Now, also, you pointed this out, I think, in season two. So I'm going to set you up for this because I feel like going forward, as we do this, this is always for you to explain. But as Poodle and I've talked about, with each couple, y'all, let's play the game. What's the trauma?
I love this game.
What's the trauma? What's the trauma? What fucked you up? What's the trauma? What's the trauma? Tell us now. Poodle up. Boom.
Oh, I love this game. Well,
Poodle, what's the trauma with Paula and Francia?
Well, she told us she never got to see her mother because her mother was always working. So it's obviously parental neglect.
Because they moved from a new country by themselves.
Yes. Now, it wasn't the mom's fault that this happened because she had to make money to live on. But she only got to see her mother on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously neglect.
Yes.
And the mother, guess what, y'all? With neglect comes guilt for neglecting your... So a combination of guilt and neglect is my guess. What's your trauma? They've all got... And every couple has a different, unique trauma, you guys.
They all do. Yeah. There's all a reason why they are this way. None of them are as creepy as T. Smiller.
No, that is trauma that needs years and years just to unravel that thread.
Yes, it's true.
And I don't think anybody will ever be as bad as, I think T. Smiller might be the saddest one.
I would get sad.
It was hard to watch their segments.
Yeah.
Sarah, I'm going to die soon.
Oh, Mom, don't tell me yet. You can't, Mom.
And her and Sarah's boyfriend, what was his name?
I don't know. We just followed
his hot gay brother. Who was fucking around?
Yeah, totally. 100% having, 100% they're having,
Mom, I'll give you my kidney. Oh, Sarah.
Sarah. You don't have to, but please.
Does Mom have to come on? Mom's going to come on our date night.
Really? His name is Miguel.
Really? Oh, yeah. I'm going to come on date. I don't want to do it in post. No, Mom. We love you.
Oh.
That means I can't grab your boob during dinner?
No.
So Phronsie is at the state of, I've got to be a mother again, and I didn't think this was going to happen. And so, where we are.
We're going to be treated to seeing a 27-year-old girl or woman. A woman, honestly.
A woman.
Be jealous of a 9-year-old girl.
Be jealous of a 9-year-old girl.
Take a moment and think about that.
This situation has the potential for high camp. I mean, this is kind of a Bette Davis, Joan Crawford movie in the making.
It kind of is. I can't wait for the irrational things that are going to come out of the daughter's mouth.
Yes.
What are you going to do with me? You're going to go play My Little Ponies with Alejandra. What are you going to do with me later?
I always wanted you to play My Little Ponies with me, Mom.
But you couldn't because you were working.
Because you weren't here. Because also, we don't know if Paula works even. We know that she said she stays home. She does the cooking and the cleaning.
Wow.
She does her mom's like meals and everything.
Yeah.
So I think that her mom also is still taking care of her.
Yeah. Yep. I'm telling you now. I'm choosing this mother-daughter couple to be the most appalling.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Y'all, they will never make it past a second season.
No.
No, they will flame out.
Flame out.
They will burn bright and flame out.
Let's talk about, we'll do Kathy and Christine, and then we'll take a break, because there wasn't too much, but I'm sorry.
I just want to say one more thing about these people. The tickling happens. There's also a moment when they're kind of they're chasing each other, and Francia says...
Oh, yeah, we do need to talk about the tickling. Thank you.
She's like, she chases me, and then I chase her, and then I don't like it, but I love it, because I love roughness. And that's when I went, we're in a weird area.
We're in a weird area. And you're into roughness.
And I'm into it, but I'm not into this.
No.
And
no.
There's a moment in every cringe tier show that you're laughing, but part of you is sick.
Yeah, that's where this one happened.
That's where this one happened.
Because I imagine her daughter like tickling her, then just kind of biting her a little bit.
Yeah.
And her being
because
like,
I promise you guys, whether you're a husband or wife or spouse, you love these shows, and they'll come through and they say, I don't know why you're watching this sick shit. And
y'all, come at us with your husband who just, your wife.
Come on, watch this because of my gaze, Carl.
And Carl is gross
out. Y'all, cringe to your shows. Even,
and Carl
even
dips, so you know that's really got to be gross.
Even your loved ones don't get you when you watch cringe tier shows.
I'm so sorry, y'all. Your spouse is judging you, or partner.
Lalu is rough, but there's a campier element, and there's almost a humor done with it. Full cringe tier, which is Smothered, Stream Sisters, Me, You, and My Ex, that's a different level of cringe.
It's a different level of cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little sickness.
Let's talk about Kathy and Christina. Kathy is 63 from Chicago, and Christina is 37.
Just a little bit. I don't have a ton to say about this couple. It's all fun. Yeah. Kathy is made for television.
If we don't get another Sonic spot from them this season.
I like it. They're always, you guys, they're a great comedy duo. The thing about them is the drama that always happens between Kathy and her and Christina's husband, Carlo, who has a beard season.
I wrote that.
And I had to touch myself.
He looks so fucking hot with that beard.
Oh my God.
Holy fucking shit.
Rub me in marinara sauce.
And treat me to your pizza.
Yes.
Because, whoa.
Ugh.
I mean.
Pound me like veal.
Christina's fucking gorgeous.
She is.
Like, she's beautiful. But, yes. I don't know if we can say veal. I don't know if that's appropriate anymore.
What?
Because people don't eat veal because they're baby calves.
But it's an Italian thing that when to make veal, you pound it to make it more tender.
That's true. And you would go, moo, moo, while he's pounding you. God, he is hot. Boy, who knew?
Ooh. It's the best Carlo look.
Oh, it is. Because he looked good before, but y'all, this is.
Oh, I just can't get enough. So,
best line is when Kathy, because y'all, Kathy, if it's got bling on it, Kathy's going to put it. And Kathy's like, I love Sparkle. She said, I should have named you Sparkle.
No, don't. You go in, you lapse into New York here. Sparkle.
That's what I said.
No, you did not.
So she said, I should have called her Sparkle. And
Sparkle.
Then,
and you're Christine, leaning on the R.
And Christine's like, yeah, I would have been riding up and down a pole right now. I'm glad you didn't. Like, that's them in a nutshell of this couple. And I think Christina, are we all relate to them because Kathy is that mother that's always going to just, where's a picture of me? There's not a picture of me.
Right.
And you're like, that's just, she's all of our
mothers.
She's
an overbearing Italian mother. But
there is drama sometimes with them. They didn't have so much last year, but they get involved in her younger sister's shit and dating. It's pretty awesome.
Those are my favorites.
I kind of love that because the sister.
Carly.
Yes, it's Kylie.
Carly, your love life is a disaster, Carly.
And I don't know what her husband's name. She's widowed. Their dad died, I believe.
Yes, and it's interesting. We never talk about it, but she is widowed.
I think they talked about it. Either he died the first season.
I think he had died right before the first season.
So, like, I think they discussed it then, I think. I've never watched the season. I should go back and watch it just to watch.
One of the funniest things I still
we're not gonna cover
laugh about is when they live, you know, you guys, they're now, now we're not five houses apart, we're four houses apart, and we're moving in my new house, and originally, when she would go to Christina's house, she would drive her car in reverse, and there was something about seeing Gene Simmons, I call her Gene Simmons because there's an amazing
Well, I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Yeah, she dressed up for Gene Simmons last Halloween.
Yeah, she got called Gene Simmons in around, and she has a sense of humor about herself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she drives her car in reverse down the street. I don't know why. It's so funny to me.
You like a howler monkey.
Like a fool.
You did. Made you laugh a lot. And so the whole so they're moving. They're moving four houses down instead of five. That's kind of where we are. We don't know what their setup is, except for, wait for it.
I already know.
Christina has a secret that she hasn't told her mom about.
I know what it is.
Don't tell. I don't know what it is. Don't tell people. They don't want to know. So she has a secret.
Carlo's opening another franchise.
Is that really it?
Yes.
Why would you tell that?
Sorry.
I'm going to edit that out of the show.
Fine.
People don't want to know spoilers.
That is such a ridiculous spoiler.
But still. Some people want to know.
I don't care.
Anyway, so she's got a secret. Things are going to blow up. What's going to happen? We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself.
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Poodle, what's your power pose? What's your power pose?
Ass up on the bed.
Okay.
All right. I feel powerful.
You know what? Good for you. Good for you. Yeah. Or your legs up and you're just holding your feet. He's got a headshot with that, y'all. Just shows his donut.
Hey, boys.
It's so funny. Someone in our Sissy Squad, y'all, the Sissy Squad's our private Facebook group. It's a fan group, so we don't really
mind.
We don't really do it so much. It's kind of its own thing now. But we have fun in there. It's a great supportive group. But I love that it's a supportive group, but it's also, someone posted the other day, hey, everybody. I'm kind of new to this.
When it starts like that,
they're like, hey, I'm kind of new to this, but are pictures of your butthole a thing?
To trade pictures
of the butthole. To trade pictures with your butthole?
And I had to comment saying, yes, they are.
Yeah, you guys.
That is gay. That is a thing.
Do you know how many men have asked for pictures of my butt? Let me see your starfish, and I'll say.
And how many have you sent them to?
maybe.
I fully expect mine to make it on the internet one day.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I don't
for
send sure. that. That's not an opening gambit.
But no, yours is easy decipherable because you have that little arrow that says this end up.
Yes.
So that way they know.
Or dick goes here.
Dick goes here. Actually, it should say enter at your own risk. That's what it should say. Okay, everybody, let's talk about Angie and Shay.
Now, this is a big deal. This is our first, I think this is our first trans person on this show.
I think so, yeah.
Definitely a main couple.
For sure the main cast member.
This is a mother, Angie, who's 46, and Shay, who is a trans woman, 23.
They're from
Indiana.
Trafalgar. Trafalgar.
I assume that's how you say it. That's how you say it in a British.
It sounds dismal.
It does.
I've never been there,
know,
but just the name.
I went, fuck, Indiana. God bless you, trans person. God bless you, Shay.
I will say, when they went to Indiana on We're Here, I was like, whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
So, and also, Shay is...
Of size.
And I only say that because they bring it up in the storyline.
It is going to be
a very big woman of size. So, and they're talking about losing weight and things like that, too. So, you just should know that that's... What I liked about this, so they show them do this power pose. It actually is funny. It actually has been proven that if your posture does help, I don't know what the right word is, mitigate, but influence chemically your feelings and your emotional state.
I believe it. They've done all those things about yoga poses.
Yeah, but if you actually stand like a superhero, there is something that standing in a power pose does make you chemically feel better.
I believe it.
So I made fun of it, but I actually kind of love that they did it. The thing that I don't get with them, and it's maybe just because, I guess, so 46, 23. So, well, Angie had Shay then when she was 23.
Yeah.
I guess my mom was 29. I just, it's like, I don't know. Sometimes it would be cool, like if my mom marched in a pride parade for me. I don't think she ever would because she wouldn't want to be around a bunch of, quote, she wouldn't want to be around, honestly, a bunch of Democrats if that was my mother.
That'd be the worst thing.
But I think, though, too, like, I can't see my mom being like, hey, girl. Like, just what would it be like if Mother Poodle was so gay accepted she was like, Poodle, did you get dick down? Like, I mean, can you imagine?
Mother Poodle will never tongue pop at me. Let's be
go, gah.
let's be clear. I think a lot of it comes from staying in your lane And I do think it's like the mother on Queer as Folk. It's the Sharon Glass.
Yeah, yes.
It's the P flag mom.
So I just want to, y'all can come at me. I will say it makes me uncomfortable, but I'm not used to that. I'm used to a generation that there's a little bit more distance between your children.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering.
I think for us, that is a generational thing.
So I guess moms are now with their queer kids are way more involved and cooler.
I think my question is why
I'm not judging it. That's
why,
what I'm trying to say.
Why when her daughter had not transitioned yet, did she not feel it was okay to talk about her sex life?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what I want to know.
Now I guess they can have girl talk.
But I'm saying that's her own homophobia.
Yes, I agree. That's nothing to do with Shay.
Yeah, so I disagree with you that this mom is a P-flag mom. I think she's just as black and white about gender as she was before. Now her daughter is a daughter, and she's had to rewrite that in her brain, but she's just as strict in gender roles.
Yeah.
So
that's true. So instead of now that your child's a trans woman, you immediately say you're going to like girly things.
And right.
Yeah, that's true.
Because she even said, I was a tomboy, so I loved that I had a boy to play sports and blah, blah, blah. I'm not criticizing this woman. Let me clarify.
Yeah, well, I don't think she spent a lot of time practicing makeup. Just want to say that.
No, that's what I'm saying. She said, I'm a tomboy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not criticizing her and her acceptance of her trans kid. That she needs to go further. I'm saying her thinking about gender,
the binary of it.
Mm-hmm. It's not really helping her trans kid.
Something that's really beautiful I use the word beautiful because it's actually and kind of freeing and scary. And I say scary because it challenges my own binary thinking I was raised in that I'm always trying to shuck.
Mm-hmm.
But when you become friends with a trans person and they're a trans person that it was trans people that went, oh, I knew it in my head, but emotionally I could think about, I don't have to be this, even if I'm a gay man and identify as masculine. Feel silly saying the word. But still.
You might identify, doesn't mean you are.
But it's still like, it sounds silly, but like, if I want to paint my nails, if I want to do just these ideas, and I know that like, I feel like the trans people in our life have been helpful for like when we used to do cabarets.
Yeah.
And we put on women's clothing. Those were things we never would have done before.
No.
And I don't think we saw...
I don't paint my nails because it's really hard to do.
Yeah, it's very hard to do. But I think that... Anyway, it's just... I would love for her... But also, too, I feel like maybe Shay is newly trans.
Very much so.
So I feel like... It's like when you're a gay... Every single lesbian I know...
Yeah, she's been trans for a year because she's 23 now.
So every single lesbian I know, every one of them, and we have many lesbians. Every single lesbian I know, when they come out as a lesbian, at least our age,
they chop the hair off.
They chop that hair off. They get like just a more quote masculine looking haircut.
That's the welcome to lesbianhood haircut.
Most gay guys I know our age like
get highlights.
When we came out, we got highlights, and we became very much like. I remember in my head being like, "Oh, I need to say hey, girl." Now,
yeah, you buy tight T-shirts.
This is very different now, y'all, from kids now. Your teenagers that are coming out, they're in a whole different.
It's a much more of a spectrum.
From the 90s, these are old, but I still think we all had these levels of. So I feel like Shay probably is leaning towards all this, but
well,
if
she
her
said,
mom's binary thinking, I was at the whole point of this is if her mom's binary thinking. This could possibly change in like 8 or 10 years when Shay's like, you know what? I want to grow a beard but still be a woman or whatever.
It just shows what the mom thinks. Even she's saying things like, I can't wait to help my daughter to shave her legs. Even that is establishing herself as a woman to her mom.
Hopefully Shay led that and said, I want to shave my legs.
I don't know.
Who knew this conversation would come from fucking Smothered?
Well, it's one of the things I was writing down. That's why I was saying the mom with gender roles.
Yeah.
So I want to talk a little bit about There's a lot of enmeshed trauma here. Yeah. So if I want to play
there
What's Your
Drama
Trauma?
Queens, as Shay says, drama. Yeah, I do think we're going to see, y'all, we're going to see a lot of crying from this couple.
Yeah. And this is not only are we dealing with gender identity issues, and so, and not just from Shay, but from Angie, who thought she had a boy. And she even said, and we hear this a lot from parents of trans kids, that I had to grieve the boy that I raised.
I enjoyed this. I'm glad that they talked about this, because I don't think this gets talked a lot. There's this, I think that there's this, oh, your kid's trans, you need to accept it immediately
and move on. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. You can still accept your kid, love them unconditionally, and also say, I need time just to process that my son's chance
is
going to be different.
Right.
And that's gone from me.
I agree that a lot of the discourse around a trans identity and coming out, we tell parents, it's still your kid, but there isn't a focus sometimes to the parents that says, just be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfectly okay to grieve that girl or boy that you raised.
I did when I came out. I grieved the life I thought I was going to have as a straight man, as a straight male choir teacher at my church.
That's an oxymoron.
Yeah, exactly.
There are some, not a lot.
There are some.
Don't come at me and say, my husband is as straight as a board, and he is a choir teacher, and he loves Sandy Patty.
He does.
Your husband loves Sandy Patty. It doesn't matter. He gay. Okay.
There are some, we should say.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Holland from Mr. Holland's Opus. You love that movie.
Don't get me started. That, y'all, if you sat beside me in that movie, I grumbled and just complained the whole time. This is what he wrote this whole life for? And I know that was a feel-good movie for a lot of people, but I left thinking, you wrote this symphony with like a motorcycle and it sounds like a piece of garbage. This is what you spent your life for?
It wasn't good.
No, it was not.
Did you even get emotionally moved when the students came back?
No. 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 And also, when he, with his son who was deaf, he sang beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Cole. And I just write your own song.
Wow.
Instead of doing a John Lennon song.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yes, I came from Mr. Holland's Opus.
Wow. Okay. We're going to get letters.
I don't give a fuck.
We need to move on. So what is cool about this is that, Poodle, it's time for our game. And
trauma.
Where's the trauma? The trauma?
I said before, it's...
Poodle, where's the trauma?
It's definitely... I'm trying to say very heavy things, and it's just rim shots.
Yeah.
So it definitely is sexual identity for Shay. And also overcoming an existence where someone feels like they're born in the wrong body. Obviously, that's what she believes, because she says, I want to do the full thing. I want to lose. You can tell. She says, I need to lose all this weight. I need to get breast implants, vaginal surgery, all of it. She wants to become someone else.
Probably a lot of body dysmorphia.
Yeah, tons of body dysmorphia.
But I was going to say, I don't know if that's the... root trauma. I think the root trauma is that he was born with pulmonary stenosis.
Yes!
So that's what's, again, I would have told you, oh, the problem is going to be that he felt, or she now, felt she was in the, but grew up, he thinking he was in the wrong body. And so
and
she
the mother,
felt that.
So the mother's overprotective.
But because of his pulmonary stenosis, he was in and out of hospital for the first 10 years of his life until they cleared him. And she admits, that made me overprotective, that made me a nosy parent, and I never... That's who I am. And so, but that's what created this. And because he was,
He was.
As a boy,
yeah.
Was at the time, he thought gay or was queer. Bullied. He was bullied for his weight. So they just, this enmeshment occurred. But then we find that, and Shay talks about how I love that we have this wonderful stepfather that's just so accepting of who you are.
This was a really bright spot for me because I thought the stepfather was going to come in and be shitty. And Shay's like, hey.
Because Shay was kind of shitty to him. And I realized, oh, that's just the way Shay acts around their parents because they're 23 years old and they're always looking on the phone.
And what was interesting, he's like, to be honest, just to be fair, anything boy stuff, he would have shown me. And he's like, and he...
She said. She was talking. Shay was talking. Wait. Who?
I'm saying, so Shay is talking about the father.
Oh,
the stepfather.
Okay.
The father. And Shay is saying that Brian, that's his name.
Yes.
It would help. And he's like, to be fair, he is completely accepting of anything that with my transition. He asked them. He's not saying anything judgmental. It seems like what Brian is concerned about is when Shay is going to move out of the house. What I'm loving is
normal. How
normal this is.
Yeah, how just, yes. Because Shay is 23 years old.
And doesn't show any sign of wanting to having a lot of goals besides becoming a woman.
Yes. Which is a lot. I get it. And how do we balance
but
that?
But it's not all of adulthood.
It's also not a cheap journey.
No.
It's not a cheap journey at all. So we're going to talk about the leg shaving. I mean, she teaches Shay how to shave her legs. It's fine. They're shaving legs. My main concern is, what bathroom are we in? What is this bathroom mural?
This is the storyline that Taste forgot.
There is a gigantic bathroom mural in this house.
Yes.
If you have bathroom murals like this, send me a picture. Someone make a post of the face. Send us the answer. I want to see them.
It is heinous.
There's even a like a wood. We had those in our house. Those kind of spindles.
So ugly. I think they're ugly.
Oh yeah, but they're so 80s. Yeah. We had those wooden spindles. Oh my god.
But I think this fits in the picture of the mother's styling in general, which is
she was probably felt really pretty in high school, and she's still holding on to that.
It is very 80s. But in a way, it's like she applied it with drunk. Something she's bad at applying this makeup.
I hope Shay watches some YouTube tutorials.
Mom's not going to teach you.
Mom can teach you how to shave your legs, Shay. She ain't going to teach you about makeup.
We expect that them to have it in real life looks, but then when she was in the confessional look with Shay, it was worse.
It was worse. It's worse. Yeah, it was worse.
That's new.
That's new.
Usually someone helps them.
Yeah.
I was appalled.
Well, no,
at
they
those...
do their own makeup on the shows.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they do all their own makeup on these shows.
Huh.
Maybe I think the reunions sometimes they get their makeup done. Remember, even on 90 Day Fiancé, they do their own makeup.
I guess I feel
remember
like
Libby talked about her makeup artist. We found out it was her sister.
But the confessional looks seem like they're more edited.
Oh, that for a confessional look.
That's what
look.
I'm talking about. Yeah.
No, Libby said her sister did her makeup for her confessional look.
Oh.
I think they still maybe do their own makeup.
Why is that look better than their daily, though? They almost always look better. I guess because they're filming all the confessionals that one day, maybe.
This one does not look better.
I know. It looks worse.
This one looks worse.
That's what I was going to say. That's why it's new. This woman's confession look looks worse than her date look.
It's... Well, I remember sometimes... what's the mother from Mama's Tune?
Yeah.
Remember her confession with her eye and her lips? It did not look good in
that's
the confession.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, but she's a special case because she was an actress.
Well, that's true. She was coming from regional theater.
She had just finished up a run of The Skin of Our Teeth.
That was her name, Jill.
Yes, Jill.
It's Jill.
Oh, my. Y'all, if we ever do an Oklahoma City show, we're not going to do it anytime soon.
She's coming.
We are inviting them.
She'll do a Reality Gaze improv with us.
Oh, she will. Oh.
Oh, it's Mama's team.
I'll ask her. By the way, I posted on our Instagram.
Jill, do your favorite monologue right now. Hand to God, she'd do it.
She'd do it. Picnic. Did you?
Would be an inch. Yeah.
But did you see? I posted on our Instagram. You probably did because I posted to our account that I posted a clip. I was watching Family Feud.
And oh, did I didn't you see it.
Steve Harvey? There was a family. And they were from Oklahoma. And he goes, and our returning family, the Lee family from, and he kind of pauses and he goes, Okmulgee, Oklahoma. And he kind of rolls his eyes.
Steve Harvey, you're not alone.
Steve Harvey, it's called Okmulgee. Okmulgee.
Where the fuck is that?
Over by Tulsa.
You know what? I didn't ask.
It's, yeah, yeah, it's
imagine
over,
I didn't yeah. ask.
It's kind of not far from Chakota, where Carrie Underwood's from.
Sunny and Angelica.
Not far from Briar.
Our favorite pair of intergalactic
which is kind
cocktail
of over
waitresses.
By Briar. Anyway, yes, let's do it. Sorry.
Yeah. Daughter, are you excited to be back on the show, oh. Donner?
I've been on these feet for 11 parsecs.
Y'all are, as you call them, intergalactic cocktail waitresses.
I will say, they're styling. And makeup has calmed down.
She's not wearing blue lipstick anymore. However, the nude lipstick Sunhee is wearing at the winery is atrocious.
Y'all.
Horrible.
Sunhee has this way of dressing. There's always, her shoulders are exposed. Then there's all kinds of straps. It looks like something akin to football pads. She's yes. always wearing.
You know. It's almost as if she's like Elvira, Queen of the Night's sister.
Mistress of the Dark.
Mistress of the Dark, yeah. Yes. Not Queen of the Night. Mistress of the Dark's sister.
Yes.
Like, because it always feels like she's, it feels goth inspired.
Yeah, it's too much, though. It's like two details too far.
Yeah.
That's all of Sunhee's looks.
And Angelica's not far behind.
Nope. She's a little more editorial, though.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Now,
that baby's cute.
Oh my God.
That little girl's so fucking cute.
And I will say, the baby looks like an equal mix of the of both of them.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Cute, cute baby.
So,
Amara.
We're at a I like that name actually.
Yeah, I like it.
We're at a winery. We're taking selfies. And you guys, if you haven't this is the couple who I don't know if there's trauma, but they just pathologically love one another.
It's a pathological love.
It is.
Yeah, it really is. That's a great way to describe it.
They're both sick. Yeah. And
yeah, I mean,
I also do think that most of their storyline is enhanced.
I think so, but I do think that Sunhee has come close to killing someone for her daughter.
Sunhee is a very scary person.
Yeah.
She can be very cruel.
Very.
And very. Especially her daughter's her favorite person, and everyone else can kind of go suck her dick.
And even her boyfriend, I don't know if they're still together.
That's true.
Our fiance, were they engaged?
I think they were engaged.
Yeah.
He was in Nebraska.
She likes it that way.
She does. Y'all, and if this is your first time with the show, know that Sunhee is going to say crazy shit all the time, like, I'm more of Amara's father than you are, Jason. And it's going to come out of her mouth really easy.
And you're going to say, this is really mean to say to him. And then Jason opens his mouth.
And then Jason is such a fucking loser that you won't be able, you'll agree with Sunhee by the end.
Like, sadly,
I call him motherfucker. Yeah.
I don't even know if Angelica is better off with him or without him at this point.
Their story always feels super epic. That's why it always feels Star Wars to me. And the themes are so big and heightened. And
soon he doesn't like the relationship, but Jason's mother is a formidable force.
Yes. Toshiko. Yeah.
And we saw the flashback of when they got engaged, and she just
kind of
went.
That was a great season.
That was last season. She doesn't like them together because she recognizes that Angelica and Soonhee are a fucking cuckoo.
Yeah. So what you need to know is that they
wedding
share,
was called off.
Yes, they share bathwater. That was their thing.
Oh, yeah. That's
again, that's a Pepto-Bismol-inducing thing. And not only do they share bathwater, Soonhee will take a bath, get out, Angelica goes and uses her bathwater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her filth, really.
Now, we didn't
this
watch...
This is when you sip your Pepto.
Yeah, that's what you said. We didn't watch the first season of them. And with them and Kathy and Christina,
yeah,
we don't know what's the trauma.
This is pathological. I don't remember from what we've learned.
We don't know anything about her father.
We never hear talk about Angelica's father.
I think he did her wrong, y'all. Yeah. But we should watch... I'm going to watch season one just
no
like
thanks.
On a flight. Just to learn.
Maybe. But they're more...
I'll watch it and I'll tell you about it like I did whenever they did that Plath extras and I told you about the
extras.
Yeah,
that was really entertaining.
You liked that.
Or remember that episode where... What was it? You watched the wrong one, so I just had to tell you about it.
Yeah.
And it felt like a bad game of telephone.
It was a bad game of telephone. We just kept going.
So she called off the wedding. She's not wearing her ring. But they are still together.
Yes.
And my question for Angelica is, why don't you just shit or get off the pod, honey? If you're not actively planning your wedding, mm-hmm. but you're still living together, and are you just in limbo? Then either break up, let him be the father.
They wouldn't be together if they didn't have a kid, I don't think.
I agree. But it's kind of like either you're working on it, either we're working on making it better, or you're working on dissolving it.
Well, also, they don't talk about this, but who makes the money in this relationship?
That's true. I guarantee you it's Jason.
I don't think Angelica works. If we do, she never talks about it. Ever.
I think she did. Soonhee did pick her Soonhee says when Angelica's at work, I watch the child.
Oh yeah. But we don't. That's good. So she's not just relying on him for money.
So maybe Jason is the one who isn't working.
Maybe.
But he was always working on his computer, the computer that lights up rainbows.
Oh, God.
Remember that? It was that scene. They were doing this really serious scene, and that light up rainbow computer.
Just woo, woo, woo. Y'all.
It was so stupid.
Can we just take a moment? Explain rainbow flashing computers to me. Like, I just think that would be...
I would lose my mind.
What's wrong with you that you want a keyboard just flashing at you?
All the time.
Like, I know some of them are gaming computers, so depending on the game, the keyboard would light up to be controls and stuff.
The computer wasn't being used.
No, it's just flashing all the fucking time.
It's very upsetting.
I don't get it.
So the only thing you need to... So Soonhee says... You got to do her voice as a Bond villain.
Yeah.
I call Jason the babysitter because basically he's only there and he's like, he won't even change the baby's diapers. Let's see if she's got any more.
And Angelica says, yeah, sometimes he just says, let's let her sit in it. But then Angelica says, well, maybe he's not doing stuff because we're always rushing him to do it. And I went, yeah, that's not the reason.
She's always
trying to give him an excuse.
He's a lazy piece of shit.
He's a lazy piece of shit.
Yeah, he's gross.
And he's
He also loves that dog. You will see Jason carry that dog around.
Oh, yeah, and Angelica's just looking at it because she's going, I fucking finger banged myself to Funyuns last night just thinking of like watching an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
And you love that dog.
You haven't touched me in years.
So basically, Jason, Angelica says, Jason has things he needs to improve on. And they've said that ever since their relationship. They've never really been specific, although we all agree that Jason is a loser.
Yes.
All of us.
Yes.
But there's never any,
it never seems like we make any full headway. We did last season, what was the season before? No, third season. They did get engaged.
Yes.
It never seems to be a lot of headway. We never really get anywhere. It is one of the most frustrating things about this mother-daughter couple, honestly.
Yeah, I was watching this and I thought, I don't think this is fraudacity, but it could be.
No, I don't think it's complete fraudacity. I think everything is heightened.
Because if Jason and Angelica weren't waiting, because I kind of went, did she actually delay the wedding because of COVID? But she's using this as a dramatic
excuse. Oh, maybe.
Because if they get married and they live happily ever after, where's the drama in this show?
That's true. But, and they, you guys, Sunhee and Angelica are very much, they love the social media attention they get.
Yeah, they love being on the show.
So do Kathy and Christina.
Yeah. So that's kind of it. They're just, again, it's episodes end with Jason and Sunhee fighting.
Yeah.
And it looks to be a promising season of Smother.
I agree. What is the way we sign off on this show? It's been so long.
I don't know. It's been like 2 years
was
almost.
Was it?
Someone will tell us. Go. Oh, it was something like go hug your, or go love your mother.
No,
or go,
it was.
I remember. I can't believe I remember this. Y'all, that's the show. Go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. Go to our Linktree link. That's where you can go get tickets to see me at that show, Hollywood Improv. You can, when we do have tour dates, that's where they'll be on our Linktree links. And y'all, until next week, we'll see you later. But remember, if you love her mother, if you love your mother,
you kiss her face.
You kiss her face.
You kiss your mother. Kissy face.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your
caboose. Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.